أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم، وإن يخذلكم فمن ذا الذي ينصركم من بعده، وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. وما كان لنبي أن يغل، ومن يغل يأت بما غل يوم القيامة، ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. أفمن اتبع رضوان الله كمن باء بسخط من الله ومأواه جهنم وبئس المصير. هم درجات عند الله، والله بصير بما يعملون. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة، وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. If Allah Ta'ala helps you, then there is none to overcome you. And if he forsakes you, then who is it that can help you after him? And on Allah, let the believers put their trust. And it is not possible for a Nabi to ever cheat in trust, to ever be false in trust. It's impossible for a Nabi. And whoever is false in his trust, then he will appear on the day of Qiyamah with the thing that he was false and he had misappropriated. And then every soul will be paid in full for whatever it's earned, and none will be dealt with unjustly. Obviously, material things are material, small and insignificant. And a Nabi is entrusted with the greatest of trusts, with the greatest of missions. He is going to be transmitting facts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation. And when Allah ta'ala has trusted him in the greatest of things, then it is impossible for a Nabi to be false in the trust, in material, simple material things. How can he ever do such a thing when Allah ta'ala has entrusted him and Allah ta'ala has that type of trust on him, that he will never cheat. And the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala can never be incorrect. It's perfect. He knows that this person is trustworthy. Then only does he assign him on the mission of Nubuwwat. أَفَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ Then is the one that follows the good pleasure of Allah Ta'ala like the one who draws to himself the anger of Allah Ta'ala, and his abode is Jahannam. Then it is an evil and a woeful end. They are of all variant grades in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, the believers, the unbelievers, the righteous, and according to their ranks, they grade differently in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala sees all that they do. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala has conferred a great favor upon the believers when he sent in them a Rasul from amongst them, reciting his words to them, sanctifying them, instructing them in the scriptures and in wisdom, though they were in manifest error before this. أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا What? When a disaster, when a single disaster strikes you, though you had struck a disaster twice as much. Then you say that where does this come to us from? Say it came from your own selves, and Allah Ta'ala has power over all things. In Uhud, the Muslims had suffered a temporary loss, a small little loss, and because it was some of their great and notable people that were martyred, So this was difficult for some of the believers to cope with. So they asked, where did this come to us from? So Allah Ta'ala says, this came from your own selves, your own mistake, where you were supposed to be guarding a post and you had left without permission. So this problem came onto yourselves because of your own doings. But nonetheless, your mistakes have been all waived and all forgiven. Remember, مَا أَصَابَكُمْ يَوْمَ تَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ, that the loss and the disaster that you had encountered the day the two forces had met was by the command of Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah Ta'ala may know and test out the believers. And He may test out the munafiqs. They were told, come, fight in the cause of Allah Ta'ala, or at least defend your towns, drive away the enemies. They said, لو نعلم قتالا لاتبعناكم, had we known that it was a decent fight, then we would have followed you all. But on that day, they were closer to disbelief than they were to believe. The other wisdom in allowing this type of encounters to take place is that until there isn't an encounter, there isn't a encounter, then the true mettle of a person is not realized. We don't understand the truth and the honesty of a person. But when he comes through some type of an encounter, now you understand the true mettle. Where his allegiance lie, his loyalties, where do they lie? All these become manifest and clear when there is some type of a clash and there is some type of an encounter and a clash of interest. Now it becomes clear that this person's allegiance were with the rightful people or with the munafiqeen and kuffar. So this becomes clear on that, on such occasions and such times. So on that day, these munafiqeen, they were even closer to disbelief. Outwardly, they had been showing belief, but on that day, the allegiance to disbelief became manifest, became very much more clear. And they were saying with their lips what was not in their hearts, and Allah Ta'ala knows well what they conceal. Those who said of their brethren, while they sat totally comfortable in their homes, they said, had they only listened to us, they wouldn't have been killed. Say, drive away death from your souls if you are truthful. Death was decreed, it happened, and the munafiqeen, their work is to create suspicion and doubts, and to let the believers go backwards. So they begin to talk these type of words that will break the morale of the believers. Had they only been by us, then they would have been killed. But death is a thing that is destined. Nobody can avert death. So if you are truthful, then avert death from your own souls. And these people that have been martyred, then don't even consider them, those that have been martyred and killed in the path of Allah Ta'ala, don't consider them to be dead. Rather, they are alive and they are provided with sustenance in the presence of their Rabb, rejoicing with the grace that Allah Ta'ala provides them with, and also rejoicing of those brethren of theirs that have not yet joined up with them. They left behind and they haven't yet joined up with them. They rejoice and they glory at the fact that for them also there will be no fear, nor will there be any grief. They rejoice with the grace of Allah Ta'ala and His bounty, and the fact that Allah Ta'ala will not cause the reward of the believers to ever suffer. He will not allow their rewards to be destroyed and to perish. The martyr, as he is passed on, those friends and acquaintances of his that are to join up with him, Allah Ta'ala gives them a record of the people that are going to come and join up with him. So he is so happy, extremely happy, like the long lost friend, and you're meeting him after a long time, what amount of happiness you will go through. So the martyr goes through that type of happiness. And the battle of Uhud, these martyrs had already gone on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were rejoicing in all the comforts and the luxuries that Allah ta'ala had blessed them with, provided them with bodies, that they could go into Jannah and joy of the streams, the fruit and the comforts of Jannat, and thereafter rest under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they couldn't contain the happiness of theirs. They wanted to go back to the world and inform their brethren that you don't need to grieve about us because we are in extreme state of happiness. So Allah ta'ala says, don't you worry, I will convey this message on your behalf. And these verses were revealed. This is the state of the martyrs, those that have given everything, even the dearest thing that is their lives, in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a continuity, the life continues at a very much higher plane with greater meaning, greater depth and absolute enjoyment. May Allah ta'ala post us also to their ranks.